is Davin's Den.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, thanks for hanging. Third segment of Davin's Den. Gonna come right at you with some scamming scammers. Ah, scamming scammers. The best way to end any night of entertainment. That's what I say. Here we go. Hey,
whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
Okay, when we last left our two lovebirds, it was actually a good time for a fake Davin and Michelle. They were planning their future together. It was very nice.
Yes.
You know, when Michelle comes here, you know, she's got all this, you know, these gold bars and all this good stuff coming, and they're planning their future. I've never been more optimistic than I am now for fake Davin and Michelle. I think we're finally going to get the story where these two kids make it. That's what I think.
You mean Bonnie and Clyde?
More like Thelma and Louise. That's what I think. So, we go to January 14th of 2021. So, I just say the last thing I said the day before. Hi, baby. Nope, I love you more than all the fish in the sea. And then she goes, okay, love. I believe and trust you, sweetie. I go, good, babe. How are you? This is 4 o'clock in the morning. What the hell am I doing? I don't sleep. No, apparently. Well, you know, I was going to solve crime in Chicago and console the suicidal police, but I thought I'd talk to the scammer instead.
Oh, my God.
I go, good, babe. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. And you? Honey, I'm really missing you. I go, I'm here. No need to miss me. And then I give her a Will Ferrell picture, and he's like throwing his hands up in the air. Okay, that's interesting. I think I'm Will Ferrell. I can't say. Anyway, she goes, honey, how are you doing? I go, I'm fine, lover. How is work? She goes, honey, so stressful. I go, why, babe? She goes, but I still thank God for everything. I go, very important that you keep a positive outlook. She goes, thanks, love. I go, why was it stressful? She goes, we went for a patrol. I go, did you see anything interesting? She says, no, honey, it's just that the Taliban's attack us. I didn't know the Taliban's were there in, where'd she say she is now? Syria?
That's the
funny thing about the Taliban's. They're in Afghanistan. They're never in Yemen. They're never in Syria. The Taliban's are in Afghanistan type of thing.
That's interesting.
Yeah, but how could she possibly know who the enemy is?
No, you know what? Yeah, they don't get briefed on that.
No. Side of the horizon. Fire right over there.
No, they, you know what it is? The American military is so racist, they just call everybody the Taliban. Yeah,
but he's throwing a grenade face towards enemy. All right, we'll face it that way.
I'm sure you guys. I'm sure you guys know. But today, the U.S. Was in the World Cup and they beat the Taliban. I'm sure you guys know that.
Yeah, I do know that.
Did you see what I posted? I go, the difference between the U.S. soccer team and the Iranian one. If the U.S. team loses, they get their balls busted on SportsCenter. I go, if the Iranians lose, they get killed the next morning.
Wow! Harsh.
not really a joke. More of a statement, but yeah, it's true. It's not really a joke, but
yeah, that's dark. Like my cold black heart.
Well, no, they did threaten them. They said, if you guys lose, we're gonna kill you and your family and everything.
Yeah,
Jesus.
All right, let's yeah, no. Well, then we'd have a bunch of dead giants. She goes, no, honey, it's just that the Taliban's attack us. And I gave her a bear picture that says, love you. Aw, it's adorable. She goes, I love you more. I go, but they're not. Oh, well, this is interesting. I go, but they're not in Syria, baby. Your mission is to secure the oil fields from Assad. And then I go, nope, I love you more than all the flowers in the countryside. Apparently, I am more aware of her mission than she is.
I wonder how that happened.
But she corrects me. She goes, honey, they are here. Oh, okay. Well.
Okay.
I go, how can you be sure? They are a regional group. They are not international. this poor person's like,
what the hell is she drinking?
No, but that's what. But I said to her, they're regional, not international. This poor scammer's like, really? I got to talk about geopolitics with this asshole now?
Bad enough talking about it with us.
Yeah, sure.
Wait a second now. I just looked up Taliban in Syria. In Syria, the Taliban's seizure of power garnered positive reactions from several Islamic blocs and military entities. Apparently, the Taliban were or are in Syria.
What?
What? Yeah.
What? No, Assad is running that country.
I mean...
What article? What news?
Well, Assad from that, they're in there.
What news organization is that?
I'm looking to see.
Oh, okay, good.
You know, it just throws up a first.
Okay. Pip found the one headline from.
Oh God, human rights journalism. Forget it.
Good job, Pip.
Hell knows what that is.
Wait to bring this show to a screeching halt. It had been a while.
Like, I'm trying.
I appreciate the effort. Nobody can pump the brakes like Helix. That's what I say.
Well, it's news about Taliban in Syria from Bing News.
Oh, big news. Bing News. We got Bing News for you. Can I go on, Chandler?
Yeah, you can go on.
Thank you. She goes, no, it's a lie. I'm the one that you love more. I go, no, because I love you more than all the butterflies in the forest. She goes, but honey, but they attack us. I go, I don't doubt you were attacked. It was just not the Taliban, baby. She goes, okay, love. See,
She just falls. Wow.
Well, you folded too. You know, you had to be put in your place.
Well, no, I mean, but the thing is, you know, if you're being hit with facts, but if she were really there and believed that she was fighting the Taliban, you would think that somebody in the military would have a little bit more gumption to come back at you and go, nah, what are you talking about? I'm here. You know, she would like, you'd think that she would like, stand her ground.
Yeah, you know what, Pip? That's a good point. In the 11 months of talking, we finally have a hole in her story.
This isn't adding up.
No, Pip's radar has finally been triggered.
Wait a minute. This doesn't make complete sense.
Pip was all in until this.
Something's fishy.
I go, the important thing is you are safe now. She goes, all I know is a group of people attack us. I go, well, we've done some terrible things in the region. I go, are you in your room now? She goes, I'm in the monitoring room just to chat with you, honey. I go, ah, then I can't get you naked. And I give her a winking face. She goes, no, you can't. And I give her a sad emoji. She goes, what? I go, crying. She goes, honey, why are you crying? I go, because I can't get you naked. Honey, it's not my fault. I go, I know, baby. I'm not blaming you. She goes, okay, love. Thank you for understanding me, sweetheart. I go, just wanted some sweet time with my woman. Honey, that will be when I'm having my free time. I go, promise? She goes, I can't promise you that because it's not easy for me to do that here, sweetie. I go, why? We used to. Don't they want my lady to have pleasure? She goes, honey, you have to understand that things are not easy for us here. I go, I understand, babe. I just know you are stressed and it relieves stress. She goes, honey, I will do it when I have the chance, okay? I go, sure, baby. I just want you happy and less stressed. She goes, okay, love. I go, what is the mood of everyone with what happened in the Capitol? So this is, if she did not know about January 6th the last time, so now we are 8 days later. She goes, what? I don't understand. You know,
that's
the thing. You really have, when the U.S. is away, there's a couple things they can't know. What's going on at home and who the hell they're fighting. These are the two things that our U.S. military under no circumstances can know.
they have absolutely no interest in.
Apparently the U.S. military is on a need-to-know basis and they did not need to know.
God.
Even though some of their brethren were called in, you know, National Guard and everything, they don't need to know. She goes, what? She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, the Capitol. She goes, I don't know. I go, how do you feel about it? Then I go, where'd you go? She goes, I go back to my duty post. Talk to you later. I go, okay, have a nice day. She goes, okay, thanks, love.
Duty post. Sounds like an
outhouse. Well, it might be.
Duty.
I go, text me
that
when...
That might be her duty post.
I go, text me when you get back, baby. She goes, okay, I will, love. I give her a kiss. She gives me hearts and kisses. I give her two penguins hugging. She goes, honey, I'm back now. How are you doing, sweetie? I go, hi, love. I'm okay. How did it go? She goes, it was fine, honey. I really miss you so much, sweetie. I go, well, I'm here now, babe. She goes, okay, love. What are you doing, sweetie? I go, nurses just left. They were giving me a sponge bath. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm paralyzed in a hospital. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, there's that.
Is that what she was saying?
That's what I said, yes.
Paralyzed in a hospital. How the hell are you able to type if you're paralyzed?
Well, from the legs down, stupid. Remember, I got a tree fell on me in an accident.
Oh, you're paralyzed?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know you were paralyzed. Sorry to hear that.
We talked about it before.
I didn't realize you were paralyzed.
Sure. Remember, I was upset she was droning on and on. And
but if you could type. All right.
Well, she was droning on and didn't ask me how I was, remember?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you know what? I knew that. I missed the point where you were paralyzed.
That's a little disappointing. You see, I can't walk. What'd you think? I was just lazy?
All right. You know what?
I thought you were just butt scooting.
I hope you don't get handicapped parking now.
I thought you were scooting along the rug like dogs do. I didn't know what your deal was.
She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing? And then I go, are you there? Then we go to the next day. So that was 1:29 p.m. on the 14th. We go to 10:15 a.m. on the 16th. Oh, wow, my eyes are shot. No, the 15th. We'll go with the 15th because I don't feel like putting on my glasses. My eyes are tired. She goes, honey, how are you doing?
Pop.
What?
All right, Pop. I don't want to put my specs on, but read as much of the story as you can. Thank you, Grandpa.
Okay, it's not nice to make fun of the. It's not nice to make fun of the elderly. She goes, honey, how are you? She goes, honey, how are you doing? I really miss you so much, sweetheart. I go, hey, hi, baby. How was your evening? She goes, fine, love. I go, I'm glad. Do you like sports? She goes, yes, love. I go, do you like baseball, baby? She goes, no, I like soccer, football. I go, okay, baby. What team is your favorite? She goes, honey, when I'm in this state, I used to support Manchester United. Okay.
English soccer team.
Yes, it is. Thank you. I go, oh, cool. When you come home, we'll go to some local football if you like. Want to make sure you are happy here. She goes, oh, yes, I'm happy, sweetie. I go, good. Happy wife, happy life. She goes, yes, love. I hope you are happy too, sweetie. I go, well, other than not being able to walk, I am happy. I had to reiterate that for Joe.
Other than being
you know what? Not for not putting to heart, too.
Yeah.
What? Yes. Because other than not being able to walk anymore, I'm good.
Well, you know, positive mindset. She goes, okay, love. I go, what are you doing right now? She goes, I'm preparing for patrol. I go, is your gun clean? She goes, yes. I go, good job, Sarge. She goes, okay, love. I go, you want me to let you go? She goes, I will soon go, okay? I go, when you go on patrol, how many are with you? She goes, we are 7 in number. I go, that's very small. She goes, how many do you want us to be, honey? This is a negotiation.
What am I calling logistics now? I don't know. Ask the commander I'm supposed to talk to. Or is he worried? Your commander's too worried about what's being said on the internet to fucking plan a war. So.
Well, no, he's dead, Joe. He died.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that was Santiago, right?
Rodriguez. Yes. I laugh. I go, well, I'm not in charge, but I would think at least 10 into 2 vehicles at minimum. Ideally, I'd like more. Do you need me to come to Syria and get your unit straightened out? Why not? I straighten shit out here. Why not? The only thing fake and real Davin can't... There's one thing fake and real Davin can't fix. Only one thing. Figure out. How to move a television. That's the only thing.
Yeah, that doesn't seem to be your strong suit.
No, that seems to be my kryptonite, if you will. She goes, no, don't come. I go, you don't love me. She goes, how? I go, you don't want me to come. She goes, okay, you are free to come. I go, give me your coordinates, babe. She goes, when are you coming? I go, when would you like me to come? She goes, honey, it's in your hands. I go, okay, baby, send me your coordinates and then I can plan it. Are you there?
Oh, wow.
And then, let's see. Should we go to the 17th? Let's see. It's just, yeah, I guess we got to do the 17th because that was really like 10, 15 minutes, and that's not a segment. So we'll go to the 17th. January 17th. Hello, honey. How are you doing? I'm missing you so much, sweetheart. That's what she says. I'm okay. How are you? She goes, I'm fine. Just that I'm missing you so much, sweetheart. I go, aw, what are you doing? She goes, I'm having my free time now. Soon go back to my duty post, sweetie. I go, free time with my baby. She goes, yes, love. Honey, how is your health? See, now she cares. I go, not great. Had a setback. Thank you for asking. She goes, honey, why not great? What happened? Oh, let's see what I wrote. I go, well, when a person is not walking, they are susceptible to infections. I have an infection. Doctors are concerned it will spread, which could be dangerous. But let's not think about that.
Oh, so there's a scary development.
Yes, there is. My health is failing, kids. I hope Fake Davin makes it.
Well, she better hurry up and get that gift card.
She goes, I'm so sorry, honey. I wish I'm there with you now. I go, thanks, baby. That would give me motivation to run to you. But don't worry about me. You need to stay sharp so you can return safely. She goes, okay, love. I'll return safely for you, sweetie. I go, promise? She goes, yes, love, I promise. I go, good girl. So tell me, what is my beautiful Michelle wearing right now? She goes, I'm wearing gown. And you, sweetie? I go, just boxer shorts, babe. It's early here. What does your gown look like? And for some reason, I wrote town, but I corrected myself. She goes, what? I go, what does your gown look like? What color is it? Long or short? She goes, I'm wearing black short gown. I go, that sounds sexy. She goes, thanks, love. I go, you are welcome. Now I have a lovely image of
her. Hold on, isn't she getting ready for battle?
No, this is her free time.
No. Then she said she was going to go on her duty post.
No, that was the... That was...
Formal?
Go on duty.
That was a different day.
Oh.
Sure?
I'm positive.
All right.
She just told me she's having free time.
All right. Time moves quick in bullshit, Bolt.
It certainly does. I go, you're welcome. Now that I have a lovely image in my head. She goes, what? I go, I'm thinking about how you look in your short black gown. She goes, okay, love. Honey, you know your baby is so sexy. I go, now I have naughty thoughts. I go, I do. Honey, I do. The sexiest girl in the world. She goes, okay, thanks, love. I go, it's true. I must admit something. She goes, honey, I don't think I'm the sexiest girl in the world. I go, why, baby? She goes, honey, what do you want to admit? I go, if you were here, the black gown would be on the floor and you would be naked. Although, honestly, I don't know how I would do that without movement of my legs. But whatever.
I was just going to say, you're going to be on the floor, too.
Well, that kind of ruins the image. There I am floundering around all tangled in a gown. Can't get up. That ruined everything.
That's right. I can't fucking walk.
Oh, God. I mean, paralyzed people can have sexy times, too. But it's the way you just phrased it didn't sound promising.
No. She laughs. She goes, what will happen, sweetie? I go, I would start by passionately kissing you and feeling your soft lips. She goes, okay, love. I go, you would like to receive it for...
Oh, I'm going to... Yeah, okay, Chase.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, boss, you're going to follow my breath? Breath?
Well, how would you like it texted, Joe? What are your suggestions?
Like a yard foreman is sending that.
I probably got Wolf Blitzer on in the background. What do you want from me?
No. Well, the way she's answering.
I'm going to follow a little supple breath there, Chief, but that's okay.
No, the way she's answering is just like, yeah, okay. Alrighty.
She goes, okay, love. She goes, you would like to receive it from you, sweetie. I go, does that mean you like that thought? And I said, good. She goes, and I would like to suck your dick. Now we're talking. See?
Whoa.
See?
Whoa, that heated up.
Yes. I go, I would run my fingers through your thick black hair and hold you close so I could feel your warm breath. I go, oh my, I would love that. I got one of the, oh my, oh my.
Is that what I'm
going to
do there, boss? I'm going to ram my finger into your flow and move it around like I'm looking for change in front of a vending machine.
Why does whenever Joe talk about sexy talk, it's like a job application of past jobs he's had?
What is it like when you talk with her? I'm trying to help the moment.
You're helping.
No, the fact is, we could act this out more. You know, we could have a woman playing the part, and we could do the voices and everything. We have that option. I'm just not doing that. Are you? I find that hard to believe. That would be a first. I go, oh my, I would love that. She goes, I would like for you to fuck me from back. You like that better, Joe? A little.
From fuck you from back of what?
You know, all of a sudden, Mr. Literal here.
What are you going to go around the house and fuck? What are you talking about?
There's a sign where you're supposed to park it, yes.
I'm sorry, Fake Davin's femme voice is a little disconcerting. Go ahead the way you were doing it before.
No, you will be disconcerted.
Oh, no! I'm uncomfortable!
Well, blame Joe. Joe ruined it. We had nice things and Joe ruined it. Blame him.
Joe, damn it! You're ruined, Fake Davin!
That's why we have to send Joe to outer space. That's why he's there. He can't be amongst us. I go turn around, baby, and I will enter you. She goes, I'm feeling it. I go, put your fingers in your pussy and imagine it's my dick, baby. Yeah, I don't really know how to read that, like, in a well-lit room with you two. I don't know how to read
you
that.
Know, you know what? The GPS gives out directions more sexy.
Oh, God.
Well, if I could figure out how to have the GPS voice read it, I would.
Felt finger in. 1,000 feet.
Recalculating.
Please, if only that was that type of...
Recalculating. In another 400 feet, come.
I'll tell you what, it would make drives more pleasant.
It sure would.
I wouldn't always be in such a rush.
There you go.
Grab that stick shift like you mean it.
So she goes, fuck me hard, honey. I go, yes, honey. I go, yes, honey. Feeling your ass pound against my thoughts. I meant thighs. My thoughts as I go in and out of you. I wrote thoughts and I had to correct to thighs.
That's funny. That's a funny Freudian slip.
Feeling your ass pound against my thoughts. Get it out! Out! Out!
I have the worst headache now.
I swear to God, we did anal and I have a headache. I don't understand.
I go,
how does it feel, love? She goes, it's so sweet. I go, you have my dick so hard. She goes, baby, I'm wet. That's right, she is. I go, oh, God, yes. I love to feel that on my dick. She goes, honey, you are so sweet. She goes, baby, can I stop fucking you so I can lick your pussy? Oh, you got to ask for permission with shit. You just can't, you know, do something like that.
Excuse me, ma'am. Can I lap on you like a St. Bernard in a water dish, if I may? Thank you.
If I may. May I kindly?
Yes, may I kindly. Pardon me, madam.
Pardon, madam. That vagina seems to be sans tongue.
Yes. I'd like to lap on you like a St. Bernard in a water
dish. Joe, I've never been more attracted to you than just now. Oh, wow, the boobies got pip. She disappeared.
And I'm back.
She goes, sweetie, are you not feeling it? I go, I am, baby. I want to taste your juices. She goes, yes, love, lick my pussy. I go, thank you, baby. It is so sweet. I love entering you with my tongue. Lay on your back and think of my tongue licking and tasting you, baby. She goes, oh, love, lick my pussy so hard. I go, yes, lover, I will. Your juices are running down my chin. And on the floor where Pip's trying to retrieve them.
You know what this sounds like? If community theater did porn.
Well, Pip is our thespian.
I beg your pardon, sir. I will not stand for that in my classroom.
All right, then lay down for it. That would be more appropriate.
Oh, there you go.
We got Frank to have the orgasm. Frank from the baby? Yeah, he makes a good gum face. All right. I wonder where the frosting on the cupcakes came from, but fuck it, he's in.
Oh, crap.
No, that was the anal, dear. That's when we were doing anal.
Oh, right. I get my directions. But see, you know what? The GPS can sext your directions.
and that's why Mr. Helix had the saddest, most uncomfortable, most surprising birthday ever.
Depressing.
She goes, oh, love, you are so sweet. I love you. I go, I love you too, baby. I really do. Wrap your legs behind my head, baby. Oh, wow. Okay. She goes, honey, lick my nipple. Just one, kids. Just one.
It's my choice?
Yeah. Licker's choice. I go, yes, baby. I delicately lick the tip with my tongue. I go, are you rubbing your breast thinking about that, baby? She goes, yes, love, is what I'm doing, and I'm feeling
it. Hey, boss, if you got time, could you dart your tongue into my asshole?
And that's why Joe has never fulfilled his quest to direct porn.
That's how you can have sex with never coming if your girlfriend or wife always says, thanks, Chief!
Thanks, Chief!
Have sex and never come.
Yeah, nobody's ever going to think about baseball again. They're just going to think about Joe saying, thanks, Chief!
Thanks, Chief! It's like, oh, no, I'm very far away now.
Then you try to do anal. go, go, back up, back up.
I just make a truck's beeping noise. Right. Beep, beep, beep.
Back up, back up.
Joe's the only person that's ever put anal and this is a union job into the same thought bubble.
Yeah, I got a work order to suck a cup.
A work order.
But we got to be done by 11. Them's union rules. It's going to be overtime if we go long.
Well, I
got to
call the hall for that.
Is this a SAG job? No, it's a gag job. Huddle, huddle, hoo.
A gag job.
Now back to the serious topic at hand, kids.
Oh yeah, sorry. You're having sexy times.
Yes.
Pardon us.
Yes, I remember when you used to look forward to this, Pip.
I do.
I go, I'm so turned on by you. She goes, okay, love. Honey, take me from back. I go, okay, baby, bend over and I will spread you open. She goes, okay, love, I have done it. Fuck me hard. You know, again, if this is a dude, this is not the image of what we thought was gonna happen if this is a dude.
Yeah, no. This is way too intimate for I would think for a hetero dude to be comfortable with.
Yeah.
No matter what the payday.
Yeah. But then again, here I am, so who knows? Because you know.
But she's reading off what she wants done to her like an IKEA instruction manual.
No, she's reading it. No, because she's taking care of herself and she has to type. There's a lot of things going on. She doesn't have Wolf Blitzer on in the background.
Pip, you're coughing there. You and the boobies going to be okay?
Yeah, I think so. I'm laughing so hard, I'm coughing.
Yeah.
Look at all of them there attentive. You like the story. All right, good.
I go, good, baby. Yes, baby. How many fingers are in you? She goes, 3 of my fingers, honey. I go, that is so hot. She goes, fuck me hard, sweetie. I go, I love looking down and seeing my dick pound your wet little pussy. I'm guiding your hips and fucking you hard, lover. Well, that's pretty descriptive.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Pip. That means a lot coming from you.
Coming from me? Not yet.
Nah. She goes, honey, how do you that I'm wet again? I'm wet again, sweetie. I go, I do, baby. My dick is shiny with your juice. She goes, okay, love. I go, my dick is your dick. You know, my dick is the world's dick.
You're very generous.
This dick is for you and me.
This dick is your dick. This dick is my dick. From the wet, wet oceans to the huge caverns.
To her vagina.
This dick was made for you and me. See?
What we need is a campfire and a guitar.
This is the only sex story that Greenpeace approves of.
A campfire guitar, and that would be the last time we're allowed to go out with scouting. Yeah.
This sexy talk sponsored by AOC and the Green New Deal.
It's got big red balls and a shiny head. This cock is for you and me.
For you and me.
Let's have a hoot, mannequin.
Finally, Joe expresses a song he's always wanted to write for his bands.
Yes.
I think we did it in a rock cut.
Probably.
I think I hear the hit.
Yeah.
I go, my dick is your dick. She goes, sweetie, I want you to come. I go, are you close to coming? She goes, yes, your dick is mine and my pussy is yours. See, sharing, kids. People think scammers just want to take. Not true.
God damn, that's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. I go, yes. She goes, yes, love. I'm close to come, sweetie. I go, come for me, Michelle. Come, baby. She goes, I'm coming, Davin. I'm coming. Hell yeah. I go, yes, Michelle. I feel you, baby. She goes, I want us to come together, sweetie. See, this is a considerate scammer.
Yeah.
This is a giver, kids. Forget about the gift cards.
We need to come together, chief. Like we're hanging a window.
What?
What?
If you like, you would need a helper to hang a window, so you're doing something together.
Oh. Oh, okay.
That was quite diverting from the mood.
Yeah. Right.
Quite the
couple workmen.
Quite the side road Joe took us on.
Look at the head boobies just sitting on that stump going, the fuck?
That's what they're saying. I hear them behind me. The fuck?
She goes, I want us to come together, sweetie. I go, okay, baby. Where do you want me? I go, where do you want me to come? Did you come? She goes, yes, love, I have come. I go, how was it? She goes, I want you to come in my pussy. It was so sweet. Wow, this is very graphic. I go,
Yeah.
I go, will you come again for your man? She goes, I want you to come. I'm tired, sweet. I go, okay, baby, what position? She goes, front, I want to come in pussy. I go, okay, lay down and spread your legs. I want to
come in pussy. That's where you fuck me.
You know, Joe, I don't know what you want this person to type that would make it better for you.
He wants it to be expressed a little bit differently than somebody talking to you about their deli order. But I don't know exactly how that's supposed to be done.
I don't know how he wants me to deliver this conversation. Apparently, he wants this to be like Cinemax After Dark, and this is an Emmanuel movie or something. I don't know.
It would be incredibly awkward to try to do these things at the same time.
But that's what it is. If you think about it, like in real life, if this was really happening, you're typing, you're diddling, you're jerk, whatever the hell you're doing. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. No. It's complicated enough sometimes when you're just doing it, but typing about it too.
Yeah. And then know that Joe's gonna like pour over every word. It's a lot of pressure.
Pressure.
You know, I actually stopped Michelle halfway through this. I go, I don't think Joe's going to like this at all.
Yeah, no, we have to do a different position. Joe doesn't approve.
I go, Pip is easily amused, but Joe, he's got standards that I think are unobtainable.
Yep. Men have come.
Sperm have died. She goes, and Pip's choking. Like it's real.
You okay there with the boobies, Dick, Pip?
Yes, the boobies are fine now.
There's a wee
laugh. She goes, I want to come in pussy. I go, okay, baby, lay down and spread your legs. I want to come in my woman. She goes, okay, love. I go, my dick is so hard for you, Michelle. She goes, I have done it. I'm waiting for you. I go, I kiss you as I make love to you. She goes, fuck me hard and come inside my pussy. Wow, there you go.
Wow, you're like kissing and being romantic, and she's just like, you know, jackhammer me.
Well, she knows that's what Joe wants.
But if you're in that spot right there, do you need to be told?
Well, yeah, because that's what it's all about. You're just, I mean, what do you want, Joe? I mean, I don't, I mean, because if nobody's talking, then what are we doing here?
Yeah, really, because he's, you get that he's not really there doing anything.
Real life. This is not real life.
Well, no, here's the segment. And on January 17th, stuff happened. We'll be back in 20 minutes. I mean, I don't know what you want, Joe.
they pretended to have sex. Let's stay here for 20 minutes while that happens.
Yeah. Write your own scenarios and we'll compare. I mean, what do you want? We're doing a show here, stupid.
I'm tired and I'm drunk.
Oh, poor Diddums.
She goes,
have you come yet?
Yeah.
She goes, fuck me hard and come inside my pussy. I go, yes, baby, I'll fuck you so hard. I want to fill you, baby. She goes, fuck me hard and come inside my pussy. I go, it feels so good, love. She goes, come now, sweetie. I go, yes, baby, so close. She goes, honey, fuck me hard and come. I'm tired.
Get it over with.
And this, I got it. This, yeah, that's the most realistic thing we've had. This might be happening.
When you come already, I gotta go to sleep.
Like this could legitimately be happening on the other end.
Yes, that's funny as hell.
I go, I'm about to. She goes, okay, love, I'm waiting, love. I go, I came, baby. It was so good. I'm lightheaded, LOL. She goes, honey, have you come? I go, yes, baby, it was a lot. Okay. She goes, honey, snap it and send it to me. I want to see it, sweetie.
I'm not going to snap it. That would hurt.
Exactly. Flick it. Like I wouldn't search.
And it's like, all right, I got to fuck. Oh, this is pictures of cargo. I don't mean a load. I mean a load.
honey, give me 20 minutes to Photoshop this woman's face out of the load I'm about to send you.
Right. Oh,
God. Why is the jizz just hanging in air? Well, it's the only picture I could find.
Yeah, suspended animation.
No. I landed on some clear plexiglass. Yeah, that's what it was.
Sure. I go, honey, I can't. She goes, why, sweetie? I go, I told you. When the tree fell on me, it broke my camera.
Nice.
Yeah, don't you feel bad now, you whore?
Yeah. I'm broken and my camera's broken.
But wouldn't your phone have a camera?
But the camera part broke on the phone.
Well, the tree has got good aim. Selective destroying.
Listen, if it's good enough for the scammers, it's good enough for me. You can't tell how many times they have a broken camera. Why not me?
Wouldn't you feel bad if the tree fell, because the tree fell on you and you're paralyzed, that the fucking thing just fell on the phone and only took the camera out? Why couldn't you just take a fucking fingernail off or something like that? I'm paralyzed now.
I like how this is your big. I like how this is your big takeaway from the story.
Well, it's the behind the story.
Yes, this is what the folks have been clamoring for. She goes, okay, love, I forgot. I go, when I get out of here, replacing it will be priority. She goes, okay, love. I go, I enjoyed being with you like that, honey. She goes, okay, love, I enjoyed you too. I go, good. I go, oh, I forgot. She goes, honey, I don't know what you know that you are so sweet. I go, I love you more than all the bees in the beehives. She goes, what? I go, I love you more than all the bees in the beehives in the world. She goes, oh, thanks, love. And I love you more than every man in the world. I go, that's a lot of men. I love you.
By the way, worst afterglow ever.
No, nay. Not even the worst on this show. Worst on the show was pulling up the pants and hightailing it out after you came on the thigh. Doesn't matter. You said worst afterglow. That afterglow is worse. And that was real. She goes, okay, oh, thanks, love. I love you more than every man in the world. I go, that's a lot of men. I love you more than all the sand on the beach. She goes, I love you more than all the trees in the forest in the world. I go, I love you more than all the clouds in the sky. She goes, honey, I love you more than everything in the world. Honey, I have to go now. I go, where are you going, babe? She goes, I'm feeling...
Geez, I hope this falls into a black hole and all of this love you have gets sucked into it. I love you more. The horizon, the Aurelius Bellius, whatever the fuck that is. I love you more than that.
Wait, you didn't love all those lovely things they were saying to each other, Joe?
Yeah, no, horseshit.
No, it's not. I just made this person come. She loves me. She goes, I go, where are you going, babe? She goes, I'm feeling sleeping now, sweetie. I go, okay, baby, sweet dreams. Text me when you wake up. She goes, okay, love, I will. Take care of yourself for me, okay? I love you. And I go, I will, hon. Love you, too. And I give her, and I love you with a puppy and hearts. Then she laughs. Then I send her a kitty kissing another kitty. She sends, I love you more. I go, oh, don't you start again. You'll never get to sleep because I love you more than all the snores, LOL. And she gives me two penguins hugging, and I give her a cat holding a mouse with hearts. All sorts of cool stuff's going on. I'm giving her a kissing emoji. She's giving me another kissing emoji. I go, oh, wow. I go, honey, take care of you. She goes, honey, take care of yourself for me, okay? We will talk later. I go, yes, baby, get some rest. She goes, I love you. I go, can't wait to talk to you later, my heart. Love you, too. She goes, okay, love you, me too. I love you, LOL. I go, you don't, because I love you more. So we will stop there. It's still January 17th, but we will stop there.
Well, you know, it's nice. It's refreshing, you know, that you're, you know, throwing all these cute emojis and levy talk back and forth to each other instead of just like, bitch, get up and make me a sandwich. You know?
Yeah. I think
this one is really graphic in her descriptions of the sexy talk. So it makes me think that this is an actual woman.
Yeah, because remember, traditionally, they shy away from this type of thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we've had this person be into it before. Or
yes.
This character. I don't know which person. I have no idea of knowing.
I guess it's just like makeup sex.
Sure.
Yeah, possibly, because they weren't getting along for a while, and then all of a sudden this person, whoever it is, decides, you know what, I think I have to throw him a bone.
You know, I had makeup sex once. I got rouge on my ball.
Makeup.
I thought it was mascara because your balls were blue. So Pip, do you think this was a real woman?
Yeah, I do. I think that wanted, and like wasn't afraid to like use graphic terms, but also, I mean, they were quite graphic, but I think that I got the feeling more that that was like a lack of language ability than it was a lack of like finesse. Exactly. Like, it seems like sometimes when mail scammers are talking, they're trying to do sexy talk, they just sound like, you know, oh, I put dick in, you know, or
that sounds like the first Thanksgiving in the country.
I'll stuff that.
We do doggy style. We should go deep in coyote style.
So Pip.
Stuff me do turkey style.
Yes, yes. Well, so you think this is...
Because you gobble it up.
Ah, oh, there it is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See what me do there.
I am what I am. Anyway, so Pip, you think this was a woman. Do you think that this person partook in what was being discussed?
No.
No, just idle typing?
Yeah, no, I think it was, you know, to try to please you and to have some, like, bonding, you know, sex scenario, you know, to like, you know, get you in the happy mood and just like, you know, figuring that you're getting off. And so she's just like, no, do this to me. I love it when you do that to me. And she's probably just sitting there snapping her gum. And
she's sitting there snapping her gum doing a Wordle. Are you kidding?
There was no Wordle. Well, that might have been Wordle, but anyway. So Pip thinks it's a woman, but not really doing anything. Joe, is this a woman?
Could be either or. It could be either.
Obviously, or. Joe, but I'm asking you to pick a side.
Because I don't know which side to pick.
Oh. So I you don't think they were into it?
Fake Davin was. I don't think. Well, no, neither of you were into it.
Oh, kids, you're so wrong. This was a Nigerian princess that was hot and was into it. That's what this was. It's all there in the text. I don't know why you guys see otherwise.
Keep telling yourself that.
I just have one burning question, though.
You're going to need an ointment for that.
Yeast infection?
No, that kind of burning.
I think they sell it, and it's good with PB&J, the type of yeast Pip is cooking.
Oh, my God. No. Was Jizz Sock involved in this?
No, it's been a while. Thank you, Pip. I've been hiding.
He's back in town.
I'm never far away. Win, lose, or draw.
I knew it.
Wow.
It seemed too authentic.
It's been a long time since we had a call to Jizz Sock. I forgot all about him. Oh, Jizzy. All right. So there you go. So Michelle doesn't know who the hell the enemy is, but she knows where the back door is.
Yes.
So, all right. Let's
Nice. Very nicely done.
You like that, Pip?
Yeah, no, it was really good because it was just like it was good sexy talk. She seemed to be into it. I mean, I didn't think either of you were actually doing those things, but it was a good scene and it was bonding.
No, I actually grabbed a woman and took her from behind as I was texting her. That's why I was
excellent.
Actually...
Good to see you two kids intimate again.
I'm glad you're happy, Joe. I'm glad you approve of the work order.
Happy to watch.
Joe likes a good union job, always has.
Yes.
Joe likes to go to take his shoes off, take his pants off, and go down to the warehouse.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days?
That's what the kids are calling it.
Joe's hey, you want to go down to the warehouse?
Joe's favorite position, the forklift.
Nice.
I like when Pip laughs, she disappears. If only that was real.
I know, right?
All right. I'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support of this fine program you are enjoying.
Yes. Thank you.
Good.
Happy holidays to you and the missus and the family.
Yes. Thank you, Russ, for this good, clean family and fun.
That's right.
Joe, what do you got?
Portobello is Bradenton, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater dedicated to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to the dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday night, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that is your destination for a special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts a popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by side-splitting production owners Davin. What do we got cooking?
January 20th, Portobello, Johnny Watson's your headliner.
All right. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve a great night out. You deserve the best, and you deserve Portobello.
Sidesplitting Productions, still time to order a comedian or a Santa Claus for your holiday party. Go to sidesplittingproductions.com, call 551-404-3094. Should be having some new venues coming online in 2022. Joe, will you be anywhere that the public can see you?
Well, just in case we're not on next week, I'm going to be Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club December 9th and 10th with Rich Voss, Arnold Avenue in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, dial 1-877-UNCLE-VIN. Or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for tickets and information. Also, one thing, if you're an Opie and Anthony fan, we lost a part of the Opie and Anthony family. Patrick Philbin from Munati passed away yesterday. Really a very nice, sweet man. And may you rest in peace, buddy. Shindan.
All right.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that.
Yeah.
Friday, December 2nd, I will be in Brewster, New York at Tilly's Table. But, it's been sold out for weeks, so just letting you know, I'm going to be doing stuff, but you can't come. But yeah.
Well, apparently neither could either of you guys until you were told to.
No, I did. I did. I just did not come right away, and everybody was pleased because I had to because she was tired. Like much like real life. But yeah, chances are we won't be here next week, but that could change. So check the Davin's Den Facebook page.